These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Good morning, students. We have a very special episode today. We're doing a bonus episode with, like, listen, two rising stars in Hollywood. I don't even have to give these guys an intro. The bottom of the call sheet, they've never seen it. They live at the top of the call sheet, above the line only, people. That's right. America's own, Hollywood's own, greater Dallas area zone. Rye Bennett and Oliver Sims, Ivy. I don't know what Ivy means. Like, I know it's Roman numerals, and is it four?
The fourth.
We'll fix that in post. Jason cut out the part where I said I didn't know about Roman numerals. Thanks for joining me.
I'm not good at math. Oliver, are you proud of me?
Yeah, I am proud. Look at you.
You're not good at math? He should be proud?
Yes, because I know it's the fourth.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay. Because when I was like,
somebody knows us, honestly, because when we left BravoCon one of the days, this random woman came up to us and she was like, hey, who are you guys? And we were like,
wait,
you know, like, how do we answer
was
that?
Mariah Carey?
I don't know how she said it. Like we're walking. We just left. This was like day two. We just left. And this woman, she has a drink in her hand. She comes up to us and she's like, listen, people have been coming up to you two all day. Like, why? Are you famous? Do people know you?
Wait, was she like, she wasn't even a person. Like, she wasn't like a Bravo person. She was just like somebody at BravoCon.
She was definitely at BravoCon, but just, you know, just a regular civilian, which no shade.
Oh, so she's somebody.
Like,
yeah. So she paid. She was
which is like fine, but like no, but she was just like, "Who are you?" And we were, but how do you answer that? Because it's like I don't want to like.
Was she mean about it, or was she like just like curious?
She was drunk and dumbfounded.
What do you? So when someone says that, are you like content creator, or like what do you say?
Well, like we were both gagged whenever she said that because we were like. We were taken aback a little bit, but then we're like, oh, like I think we did say something like that. Like, you know, we like do content
social
around
media.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she wanted to like stick around and talk. And then we had to be like, I was like, my Uber's here.
Yeah.
Was she like, oh, okay, fun. Now, look, can I do an outfit of the day with you guys?
She was just on one, but she was nice though.
Yeah, well, she was sweet. She was really nice.
She's probably one of the fans of this podcast. I don't know.
Love you, girl.
That's so funny. That's really, but like everybody else knew you. So, right? Like all the important people.
It was
people.
Really fun. It was a really fun weekend. Yeah. It really was like a work trip.
It really was. It was such a fun, barely any sleep, but it was so much fun.
I have to go to the next one. I have to get a press pass and I need to go to the next one. Are they doing a fan fest? We'll cut out this boring stuff, but are they doing a fan fest?
I hope so. I hope so.
I think they probably
will. They have a fan fest, but make sure you have some Vita Tequila, I promise.
Yes.
But they change the location of those? Because last one was in Miami, right? You guys were at the Miami one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all know that story. They had Vita Tequila.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Oliver, you have to tell her the story about BravoCon when we were like being chased away by the fans with Lisa Barlow.
Okay. You guys cause a ruckus at all of these events. You are the women
actually,
are
all
going
of this,
nuts.
We are minding our business. And every single one of these stops.
You're either being stopped and be like, excuse me, who are you? Or chased.
No, literally. So it's like, let me say this. Every time I'm with Farai, like, we have the best time. And it's just, like, random stuff that will happen. So this was also day two. This was right before the other incident. We're, like, towards, like, the back of the VIP area. Like, back toward the VIP area, but not in it. And we're walking out. All of a sudden, we see, like, a mob of security and a bunch of fans, like, with their phones out, like, recording, right?
God.
And we're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And all of a sudden, in the middle, we see Baby Gorgeous, Lisa Barlow. And she's walking towards us. So she makes eye contact with us. And she's like, you're coming with me. Grabs my shoulder. Does the same thing to Raya.
This is before you ever met her?
No.
Oh, we've known her already.
Okay. I thought she was like, you too. Mine.
Then we have these security around us. And we're being shuffled into the back. And we all of a sudden end up backstage. And I'm like, what just happened? That just went by so fast. And we're like,
it was actually really crazy. And the security was looking at me. He goes, who are you? And Lisa Barlow does that voice. She goes, he's with us.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like one of her. So it's like her security. Because we know about her cyber security. Like her but she has her like. Man. Oh my God, that's so exciting. Did you feel like, oh my God, this like celebrity type?
No, this is.
I'd be like, oh my God. Oh yeah. Well, I would feel like, cause like you guys are already famous. I would be like, oh my God. I'd be like, don't.
I low key felt like when Kenya Moore left the courthouse after her eviction trial, and she called her own paparazzi, and she's like, I'm not surprised that the news is here. This is my life. Yeah. Like,
and by the way, guess what? Listen, is it low-key bad? I really miss her. And also,
no, I miss Kenya.
She's so good. But also, like, everybody calls the paparazzi. Like, even the most famous people you know are calling paparazzi.
I was just listening to Kim Kardashian on Khloe Kardashian's podcast this morning, and they were talking about, like, how she would, like, call the paparazzi on herself. And she's
they all call the paparazzi on themselves. Even, like, I mean, you guys are too young. I don't even know if you remember this, but, like, when Brad and Angelina, like, actually got together, they called the paparazzi, like, when they were on vacation and hadn't made it, like, candid photos, but they were, like, holding hands on the beach with, like, a kid, and it was, like, plastered everywhere, but, like, that was very intentional, so, especially with Backrid,
they were, like, she
was amazing. She would always have those, like, photo shoots where she's, like, perfect, and she's on, like, a rock or something, crying, like, it's a single tear, like, a single tear, like, Lisa Rinna, like,
by the way, loving her on Traitors. I don't like her for Housewives, but I love her for Traitors.
Really? Same. See, you know what? I didn't think I liked Lisa Rinna on Housewives, and then I watched Beverly Hills, or I tried watching Beverly Hills without her.
Guys, the last
I need somebody to do literally anything. Somebody do something so I don't have to listen to Amanda do PowerPoints.
The last episode, I'm not even exaggerating.
I'm not going to watch.
Bored me to tears. I was like, they really hyped it up in the preview of like Amanda being like salacious. And I'm like, I'm so bored. Like that was the most boring. First of all, I'm from Arizona. They weren't even in Sedona. They were in Jerome. Which
ew, is gross.
Sedona has completely different shopping, completely different everything. Like, I don't know why where they hiked was in Sedona, but they were not in Sedona. They were in Jerome, which is fine. Jerome is like just as nice, but Sedona is like, why don't you stay there? Why don't you shop there? It just made, I was like, why am I being lied to as a Sedona?
Why am I wasting my time watching this? Like, I've been so out with Beverly Hills since.
And another thing that annoys me about that show is like, they're already lying to me saying that they all live in Beverly Hills when half of them live in Encino.
Not Beverly Hills. It's a nice house.
Right.
Oh, yes. Nice houses. But it's like, you don't even live there.
Yeah. Why don't you go live in the house that you stole from Kim? You stole her goddamn house, Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle.
Do you know my grandparents actually lived in a house directly next to that house? Like
the stolen house?
Yes. Because like my grandparents, they were saying like, oh, yeah, like. They were telling me stories. Okay, so I was at their place and I was watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And then my grandma's like, Jim, talking about my grandpa. And she was like, Jim, is that Kim Richards? And he was like, oh my God, that is Kim. I'm like, how do I know him? And they were like, oh, that was our neighbor. I'm like, what do you mean that was
Kim
your neighbor?
Kim Richards was their neighbor? Yes. Did they tell you stories about her though?
So many. They said that she would have
that she was normal and nice. No.
That she was normal and nice, yes. But she would have parties all the time at her house. And then, like, she would just end up sometimes, like, just, you know, on the couch just kind of crying sometimes. And they're like, okay, well, then they were just friends with her. They said that other people were there, would come and check in on the house whenever she wasn't there.
Yeah.
But they said that she was just a really cool neighbor. And she was really nice. And then
I could see her being really fucking cool.
I could see her being really fun. Until, like, maybe, like, Kyle came around or something. Mm-hmm. And then...
Yeah, and then she's like buttoned up.
Yeah,
like,
she's like, don't steal my house. You don't steal my house. I'm staying here. Yeah.
I fell asleep to the old Beverly Hills episodes the other night.
Which ones?
I started off with Taylor having her nervous breakdown.
I just watched that one. Because I restarted watching Beverly Hills, and I was like, oh, this is such a classic where she's in the closet. She's in the closet crying. Aren't they like they're in Colorado or something? And then she's in a suitcase. And then Kim's like, Taylor's having a nervous breakdown. And everyone's like,
and then the fact that Kim has to be like, what?
She's crazy. When Kim is telling you, like, you're not well. Like when Kim's like, you've had too much to drink and you're a little unstable. It's like,
oh, I also watched the episode. I also watched the episode where Kim didn't know where her daughter was, and she called Kyle, and she's like, "Hey, I'm not gonna make it." And then Kyle goes, "Oh, if you're coming back tomorrow, like, do you want to have Kennedy with me?" And she goes, "Kennedy's with you."
Oh my God. No, I know.
Kyle's like, Kyle's looking at Kim and she's like,
ooh. Or like, oh my God, the episode where she's supposed to go to the Sacramento Kings game with the Maloofs and they're on the private plane and like Adrian calls her and she's like, hey, Kim, we're waiting for you on the plane. And she goes, who is this? Who are you? Who is this? Who are you? And then she's like yelling, which is also very fun to know that if Kim Richards does not know you, maybe she was the woman at BravoCon. She'll just be like, who are you? Who are you?
Maybe.
But yeah, that was really funny. And then Adrian's like, it's me, Adrian. I'm here with Paul. We're on the plane. We're going to Sacramento. And she's like, oh, yeah. And I was just, oh, yeah. And I remembered I really like planes.
She was zanned out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then Paul's like, she seemed intoxicated. It's like, thank you, medical professional. Thank you for that deep insight into the medical field. And then they get booed when they, do you remember they get booed when they go to the game too?
Yes.
What happened to that show? It was so good.
I know. I think that show
came at a time where like everyone was intending to keep a secret. And then unfortunately, no secret was kept. And then they kind of buttoned it up over the years.
Yeah. And also like social media, I think it's like really changed the show because it's like, I mean, obviously when these shows started, there was social media, but it wasn't like we have now where it's like everybody knows everything at any given moment. And so it's just like it's really hard to keep stuff. Mm-hmm. Like secret for the show, but I think Bravo and the network is probably scared of getting sued because they've been sued by a lot of housewives at this point. And also we've just had different movements like Black Lives Matter and the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a lot of this stuff, like I feel like just culturally, like we're so much more aware and sensitive. Like we wouldn't see like season one of Roni again where like Jill is like, I'm taking Allie to fat camp, you know?
Which
is something that really happened when Allie was 12 years old. And it's like the third episode of Roni.
I think streaming has also like changed it. Cause like, I feel like before streaming, there was this like idea of like none of this was really going to last forever. Like, you had your day like on the internet or like in the media, but like it would go away. But now with like streaming, like it all lives on. Like think about it. Like back in the day, if you wanted to ever rewatch something, you DVR'd it, you caught a rerun, or you had to go and get the DVD. So
like, oh my god, I kind of wish we had like DVDs of like Beverly Hills, like because you know on DVDs you get the little extras or whatever, or like they do commentary over. I would love to hear Kim Richards commentary.
I miss whenever they did the extras, like you remember how like if you're streaming it on Peacock or something, you can see all the extra behind the scenes. And I'm like, I wish we could still get some of that.
I miss? The blogs. Yeah. Do you remember when they had blogs?
Oh, yes.
And like the blogs. Oh, they were so shady. I was so love those blogs.
If you want to know how old I am, I remember the blog era.
I'm older than you. But yes, the blog era, like I need someone just to put them all in, like I need it to be a book or something. I need to see the blogs.
And when they were all on Twitter, all of them.
Yeah. That's what we got. Like they would just be like fighting on Twitter. Like everyone would like live watch the episodes and be on Twitter. Like it was such a different time. Were we ever so young?
Yeah.
But anyway. Beverly Hills, it's a flop. It's a chop. It's a stop. Mm-hmm. And then but Salt Lake City. Yeah, that's that girl. We were talking about it before you logged in, right? We don't have Sean Witherspoon.
Wait, guys, are you going to be mad at me? I haven't watched part two yet.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, fine. We were not even supposed to be
It just came out yesterday.
Yeah, it just came out yesterday, but it was really good. Brittany has a monologue at the end, and literally, because I do like a live watch party at a bar here, and everyone at the bar at the end stood up and started clapping for Brittany.
It was good. It was like,
Listen, I will this might be controversial and people on Reddit really hate this opinion. I really like Brittany. I think she's really funny and she's so unserious and in her own world. But also, like, at least she's doing something and it's funny. Like, what is Beverly Hills doing? Like, I don't want to watch a bunch of stable women being nice to each other. I don't need to see that. Okay.
Exactly.
I need to fuck about Sutton Brown.
Is that her name? Who's Sutton Brown?
That's her whole storyline. It's like my last name is being extradited from the church, and I want to bring you all to Sedona to show you guys Sutton Brown. And then Erica Jane at one point is like, this trip is so boring. I kind of want to find out who Sutton Strack is again back in Beverly Hills.
I just don't think that's good for her. She should keep the stage name Strack. I don't even know what she's done since the name. I mean, this is the problem too with Beverly Hills. Like, I can't think of anything really iconic moments in the last.
Yeah, I can't.
5 years.
And the one thing I get really mad about with Beverly Hills is that Kyle is looking at Dorit so crazy for like airing out all of the PK drama, and you can tell she thinks it's flashy. But I'm like, okay, Kyle, that you can have that opinion, and that may be true, and like maybe Dorit shouldn't be doing that, but also Dorit's.
She's doing something.
She's
doing something. That's the thing. It's I think we talked about the last time you were on. It's like with OC, like everyone got so mad at Tamara last season. She's like, whatever. But I'm like, at least she's doing something, you know? Right. Like, what is everybody else doing?
Everything Dorit is doing is actually what you should be doing. That's what everyone doing for you to do.
I have never understood why she's Andy's favorite, which maybe I'll take that part out, but I've never understood it because he really does seem to really genuinely love Kyle. And I'm just like, no, even with Kyle, when I was like, okay, what's a really iconic Kyle Richards moment? It's like, I feel like every time I have to try to really think of one, they involve her sisters and it's really her doing something with her sisters. And it's really like about them, you know, it's like, the back of the limo where she's screaming at Kim, and then, you know, that you stole my goddamn house, or the stuff, anything with Kathy Hilton. It's like, I don't know what Kyle's done.
I feel like Kyle is like the Kim of her family, and then Chloe and Courtney.
Oh, okay. I was like, I think Kim is the Kim Richards of her family. I feel like she's very unique.
Kim is not as entertaining as Courtney and Chloe.
No.
And Kim Kardashian knows that. She's like, said that. She's like, I knew I couldn't do this.
Yeah, even her sex tape, you were like, listen, her sex tape is like watching, like, you know, an episode of Beverly Hills Now. You're just like, oh, God.
I'd argue her sex tape is a tad more interesting.
I don't know. We'll cut this part out. When I gave birth, I had them keep on keeping up with the Kardashians. I was like, I just need to be distracted while I was like in labor. And I remember it was like the episode when my daughter, like, and the doctor was like, can I turn this off? Like, she's like, it's distracting me. And I was like, no. But when my daughter came out, it was this episode where Kim was talking about, you know, the burglary. And because she kept like the season was like she was having a lot of like panic attacks and everything. It was really sad. You know, she had PTSD and she was describing like the situation where she was like, I just remember being like naked, held at gunpoint, tied up in the bathtub, thinking like, because Courtney was in Paris with her. She was just still out at like the club. So she didn't know what was happening. And she's like, I just remember thinking, like praying, like, God, like, whenever Courtney finds my dead body, like, I just hope that she can like someday live a normal life. It's like very emotional. And then Courtney goes, yeah. My baby came out. Yeah. There's something about Courtney's vocal fry that really does it for me.
She really doesn't give a fuck about anything.
And especially now that she's with Travis, she's like, whatever. And she's like, you've always been ugly. You've always been shitty. And she's at work. Her job is like basically the show. And she's like at work being like, I only work, like, sometimes I'll, like, work once a month. It's just, you know.
I know. And she's like, it just really just fits into my
schedule. It's my schedule. She's like, I'm still breastfeeding. It's like, your kid's, like, 10.
Also, from my understanding, Mason doesn't live with Courtney.
He doesn't live with Courtney. Yeah. You know,
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, he has not lived with Courtney.
I know people who know them.
Well, okay, so we can cut this part out. But I saw that you were on an episode, right?
Oh, yeah. I went to this event it was basically like an upfront for Hulu Reality, and they invited all these
slaves.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it was really fun. But I know a girl who used to nanny for Kourtney Kardashian, and I know other
people. Was it the one that Penelope punched in the face?
No, it wasn't. Okay. It was another girl.
Another nanny, yeah.
She told me something. And then I also,
Oliver's just like, wait, what? He's like, you're just going to glaze over that. And Farai's like, he's just going to keep going. He's like, no one's going to acknowledge that the daughter punched a nanny. I think she just scratched her.
Listen, I haven't done low-key.
It was a storyline that she kept going through nannies because Penelope was scratching them.
Do you remember that conversation Kim and Courtney were having and I think Courtney got the better nanny or something. Or Kim's nanny. And then she was like, did you have a conversation with so-and-so? And Kim was like, yeah, I did. Yeah. And she goes, are you going to do something about that? She goes, no, I like to keep my staff.
Yeah. And Courtney's like, she's like, I lost another nanny again this week. And she's like,
Penelope
scratched and bit another nanny.
I know a girl who nannied for them. And then I know my best friend's cousin used to go to the same school as, goes to the same school as all of them, but one of them doesn't go there anymore.
Ooh. Well, I do. Okay. I will say this. Like, I know that they've talked publicly that Mason does not live with them. So it's okay. Because I do know he lives with Scott. I know that he's been, and I think he's been living with Scott for a few years. So, And Courtney and Travis have been together for a few years, and that's all I'll say about that. Thanks for joining the show. We're here to discuss, speaking of E! Entertainment. Wow. This is journalism, baby. We're doing a very special episode. I don't even know how far into it we are, like 30 minutes. Now we're going to talk about what we are supposed to talk about. We're doing an emergency 911 conversation deep dive into the Morgan Stewart. I think she's Morgan Stewart McGraw now. We are all huge fans of hers. And then did you see, okay, so I told Farai this the other day, Oliver, but did you see that she announced that she's doing a podcast?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What do we think about this? I'm excited.
No, I am too.
I am excited. I'm interested. I kind of mixed feelings.
I don't think it's maybe what she wants to be doing, because she talked for like a long time, like, I'll never do a podcast. I'm not doing a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised she's not back on TV, honestly. Like, I'm like, what's going on?
Had offers, but.
Yeah, she's definitely had offers too.
She was let go from E, right? Like, I think she was let go from like the Daily Pop, Nightly Pop. Her podcast will be like her first thing since, like, entertainment wise. I think she has a clothing line now, Wrangly. But I'm excited just to hear her talk again. I miss it. I miss her.
Honestly, same thing. It's like I would just be on TikTok and then her videos would come up and I'd just like let them play while I
just let them play. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's so fun. She's like so like frenetic energy. She's like, there's my fish. I have one eyelash. Anyway, doing a podcast. Okay, bye. You know, like exactly. It's just like always like that. Was your first introduction to Morgan, like for both of you, was it Rich Kids of Beverly Hills?
Mine was Rich Kids of Beverly Hills for
sure. Same.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah, mine was, but like watching it, I was watching like clips on YouTube, but I was like, oh, what is this?
Who's the star?
So that's how I found it.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was definitely like the star of that show, I have to say. Like she was a star. Her and Dorothy and EJ, like the three of them. But really, I felt like Morgan was she always like, even if nothing was happening, I would watch just to listen to her talk and be like, I've never paid a credit card bill and I don't know how.
She's got
a Birkin and I'm like, oh my God.
And I'm like, whose house is this? This isn't your house, is it? And I was like, I was like, this is, I was like, girl, where are you living? It was so, it was wild.
Oh my God. I mean,
have you ever seen the pilot? Like, the pilot is like, it's so funny because it is a little, the pilot's a little corny. Like, when you see them, like, there's this part, because now I live in LA, so now I'm like, I kind of know what's real and what's fake. But like, they go to they're at this
one
hotel, and they're all partying, and they're like, let's get this dom. And they're like, oh, I'm parched. And they get this butler, and they're like, Timothy. And it's like, is that even like, I don't know. Yeah. So, like, cringe. Like, I feel like even she would watch that back and be like, who is that guy?
I think she's like talked about like, I've like read interviews and when she's talked about like she would never do a reality show again, which I think is like, can you imagine if she was on Beverly Hills? Though, like, I'm just trying to manifest it for my own entertainment. She's like, I need somebody that actually has wealth. Which I guess a lot, okay, all the women do, but she really lives in Beverly Hills. She's always had wealth and she's always kind of like been famous. Like she just understands the assignment. Like she knows what to do on TV, I feel like.
I think that it would be great. I would honestly would like to see her on. The issue is that this cast with Beverly Hills, I don't think that they would mesh well with a brand new younger spirit.
We already I want to see them do what I want to see, because you have to have somebody in there that makes you step up your game, right?
Yeah. Like, and she would
they're
do
all
it.
A little
yeah, she
too comfortable.
Do,
yeah. And Amanda is not making anybody, like, I can't sit here and listen to her do like PowerPoints all day. Like, just even the font that she uses on those fucking like Instagram, like, I'm like, this is like, I can't do this.
You know what the problem is? It's because, like, every time they do bring in a younger girl, that younger girl's, is always, like, a little isolated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, all these stuffier girls are, like, always kind of looking down on them. Whereas, like, I feel like Beverly Hills could benefit from kind of, like, an Atlanta-esque reboot, like, bring in half young, half old.
Or what they did with, they did it with Miami. Like, I think it makes you, like, strong. It makes the show interesting, but it's not a full reboot like they did with Roni, where it's, like, I don't know any of the people.
Right.
But I just want to see Morgan do something. Like, I loved her on Rich Kids. She was so funny. They also, might have to cut this. They'd say things like we were talking about earlier, like reality TV back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, they'd say things on that show and I thought it was so funny, but I just don't think you'd ever get away with it now.
There's a scene where Morgan's saying like, oh my God, my tits are so huge. I look like a Kenyan woman. And I'm like, like, my mom's from Zimbabwe, so I think that's funny. I don't personally don't think that was racist at all. But today, if she said that, like,
and she said that, it'd be crazy. Well, you know, did you ever go to her blog that she had, speaking of blogs? She had Boobs and Lubes. Did you? But I would go in there and I remember she had like an entry that was like, had to lose 10 pounds, took a bunch of laxatives.
I was listening to her on a podcast where she said, like, oh my God, I went back on that blog. She was like, so many fucking typos.
so many fucking typos. Yeah. So she left. Rich Kids just kind of ended. It just, you know, that show ended. And then I feel like it was like a couple years later, she got hired again by E! And she started doing Daily Pop. And I loved her.
Unnecessary Realness.
Yeah. So she was doing Daily Pop. It was like her and Justin Sylvester and then a third white person. I don't know her.
Because I was working at Access Hollywood at the time when Daily Pop kind of like became a thing. And like,
I loved
Access
it.
And Daily Pop like filmed on the same stages. So I'd always see all the E! People and the Access people, like, since they're all under.
Did you see, like, Morgan? Like, she'd always be stomping around in her stilettos.
Yeah, no, you saw her. You saw Jason Kennedy. That's how I kind of, like,
I kind of miss E! Entertainment. Like, it was, like, even when I was a kid, I was, like, this is thing. Like, even, like this is really going to age me. But, like, Fashion Police with, like, Joan Rivers. Like, E! Like, was a big deal. And now it's, like, I think it's, like, it's enough. It's nothing anymore.
I'd say
it's
like
sad.
2019 was when it was like 2016 was when E! Was at its peak, I would say, with like all their news content, because they really had their social media down. They had all their personality. They invested in personalities.
Do they still have Ryan Seacrest doing E! News?
No, he wasn't doing it, but they just brought Juliana back, and it was but like, they really did have, and they had a mix of personalities, but they had a mix of journalists as well, which is what made it fun. They knew, like, the balance. And Daily Pop was really good. I'd be sitting at my desk at Access Hollywood since they filmed.
They were.
I would watch it.
I loved it. I loved. Well, and, like, her personality, like, I really felt like Justin and Morgan worked really, really well together. Mm-hmm. And then she got Nightly Pop. So she was, and then she started doing Unnecessary Realist, and then she got Nightly Pop, but I never really watched Nightly Pop. And then, like, they let her go. I was surprised that E let her go, but I think they had to let go of a lot of talent.
They let go of a lot of people.
Yeah, they were, like, hemorrhaging money because, like, people are not going to sit there and watch, you know, entertainment news when everybody has, like, a phone and it's, like, I can see what's going on at any given moment. By the way,
exactly,
there's so much going on right now. I don't even know what the fuck is happening. Oh, my God, the stuff with Brooklyn and the stuff with, like, Karamo.
Like, what is going on?
I'm on Victoria Beckham's side. Sorry.
I just did a TED talk about this, and I said that like there's a lot of people that have to stop like talking to like family for like mental health reasons.
No, I just feel like,
and they all put it in their Instagram stories.
I'm 30 plus now. Well, not 30 plus. I'm 30, and I just feel like there was always weird vibes with Nicola. This isn't her first offense of isolating a young boy that she tried to date. She dated Anwar Hadid, and like Anwar, I don't think
I ever thought about what's he up to now.
Recovering from Nicola, he's a recovering Nicola Pelter.
And well, he dated Dua Lipa too. It's like a crazy. It's crazy.
And the whole family loved her because I think it was after that they were like, "Oh yeah,
Nicola is very rich." Like her. Her daddy's a billionaire. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I think, well, I just like it's with like family stuff. I'm like, I hate it. Like it makes me kind of
like
sad.
It's a mix of like they're all rich. It's all like one
but
big issue.
Something's happened. I don't know. Maybe Victoria is jealous of Nicola. Maybe Nicola's, you know, maybe it's like, I don't know. Maybe they are beefing for whatever, but.
And she is 5 years older than Brooklyn. And then, like,
yeah, but their other son is dating. Like, is it Romeo or I don't know all of their names. Maybe it's Romeo. There's like a lot of them. But one of them is dating like a woman like 10 years older than him. And like he was like 19 or 20 when they started dating and she was like 30. And they have embraced her. So I don't
maybe
think
she has a better vibe. Maybe she's a better vibe. But like,
see, maybe. But I personally think it's like, Victoria's always been the famous one. None of them have ever dated a girl that's been famous like Victoria. Not that Nicola really is. I mean, I don't think she does a lot. I think she's been in a few things, but she has a lot of wealth. I don't know if it's also that. Like, she has more money than the Beckhams do.
Or the Tsunaga, and that could be, that's what people are saying.
That absolutely could be.
Yeah,
too.
But also, like, some of the stuff that he said, I was like, okay, T. Like, he was just, he was confirming all of the blind items, too.
Well, let's be real. Because I've thought about this. Like,
his mom, he said his mom was twerking on him. That was a direct quote. No, it's not.
Love it. Love that she
did
that.
Yeah, that she was like dancing on him. The fact that Mark Anthony is involved, I'm like, what?
Have you guys seen, I'm going to show you the photo. Oh my God.
Where she's got her leg kicked up.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Of course I did. I read the news. That's my news. Page 6 is where I get all of my news from.
And then this one.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And it makes me sad because I don't know. Because like also so part of it too is like the dress thing. Like was Victoria supposed to make her a dress? Because then he said that she was supposed to make Nicola a dress, but his mom pulled out at the last minute and she was like, she had to try to find somebody to design her dress and make the dress really quickly. But then there's another like interview she did before all of this saying that like she worked, you know, who was the design team she worked with? I don't remember who it was.
Valentino.
Yeah. And she had been working with them for over a year making the dress. So that's why I'm like, well, if it's last minute, like then you're working with Valentino's team for a year to make your dress. That doesn't feel last minute, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just, but also I'm like, I don't think it's good for his brand personally, because I don't think they really have one. Because it's like the Beckham name is like there. I don't even want, what's Nicola? Oh, what's her Pelts or whatever?
What
it's like
brand though?
I'm thinking of like the overall Beckham brand. And oh, I don't think that, I don't think Brooklyn really has. I think that they together as a couple, I'm going to compare them, but I think they've done a lot of things and I think they're trying to figure out what it is. And I think like, they're like, okay, well, I'm going to separate from the other thing, which is the Beckham name, and like try to do something on my own. Honestly, it's a lot like when, Harry and Meghan kind of like leaving to do their own thing. And I like Meghan a lot, but I think it's been a lot of trying to figure out what the brand is without like the royalness of it all. It's like Brooklyn, he's a chef or something, but he's never worked professionally in food. And he just kind of does like videos. And Nicholas sometimes acts. It's like, I don't think like, I don't know why they should be famous anymore, especially if you're going to separate yourself. And I'm just saying from like a brand perspective, like if you're going to separate yourself from like your family, who is very famous, like your dad's really famous, your mom's really famous, you're all famous together. And then if you're not going to be part of that institution, essentially, what are you going to do? Like, why should us as a public still be interested in like what you're doing then, you know?
It's also a bigger conversation of like, do the Nepo babies these days give?
I like Zoe Kravitz. You know, like Gwyneth Paltrow's a Nepo baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Miley Cyrus.
Hello.
Nepo.
Yeah, there's some really great Nepos doing. They're doing really important work, okay?
But then there's some of them who are like,
you know what? And honestly, it's like also like they probably don't have to worry about. I mean, it's like whatever. If they just disappeared and we never talked about them again, they'd be perfectly fine. Like they would still be very wealthy. And their life would still go on. I did think it was interesting that Brooklyn talked a few times in that statement about children, but they don't have children right now. But he talked about like in the future, like it was kind of long too. But
he also said he wanted a really big family. I remember.
Yes.
He was like, I can have seven kids.
And so, it's like, but he comes from a big family. I don't know.
Is your life really that bad? Was it really
that bad? His life is great. His life is great. Like, his life is like, you know, he has to make a TikTok making like pasta every few days and that's it. And then he's like traveling the world and doing whatever he is. But we wish them the best. I do think it's interesting though. Like, so was it Chris's birthday party? It was her 70th birthday party where every famous person was there. Also so funny, it was every famous person, but the cops kept showing up because it was getting so out of hand. Whereas Meghan and Harry, they were there, and then that was like the famous like take our pictures down sort of thing. But apparently at that party they were talking to Brooklyn and Nicola like the whole time too. So I think it's like they're I don't know, I read some blind items that like they've been kind of mentoring them through a lot of this stuff with the family. But I also, and again, I love Harry and I love Meghan. I think that they have like the worst PR and I don't know what to do about it. Anyway, Morgan Stewart have opinions about them.
Oh my god. She does have really good opinions, and that's why I'm excited about her podcast, because I would love to hear her talk about celebrities, and I feel like there is something to be said about, like, because I feel like celebrities don't like to talk about celebrities anymore, and it really bothers me. Because
it bothers
like,
me, or none of it's, like, funny.
It's not open.
You know what? It's, like, when E! Was really good, or, like, when Morgan was on, it's, like, even if I can get all of my, like, I can read all the stories or whatever online, I can read Page Six, like, somebody like delivering that information to you in a fun, like snarky way, that's interesting, right? Like that's entertain. That's a different form of entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we just don't have that anymore. And she was so good at that. So yeah, I'm interested. But she also like, she's so good with like fashion. Like I just feel like she has like very good taste, but she hasn't really done anything since she left. I know. She got
it.
Yeah. So it's like, what is she? She has her clothing line, Wrangley, but she, you know, like, so she lives in Beverly Hills with, you know, she's married to Jordan McGraw, who is one of Dr. Phil's sons. And do you know, like, Dr. Phil bought them that house, right?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. The $10 million house in Beverly
Hills. He bought them that house. It was for, it was like for their wedding. Was it their wedding gift?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was their wedding gift. Yeah. That was their wedding gift. Isn't that crazy? So, I just thought we'd have more to talk about with Morgan, but I guess not.
Like, I mean, it's like we've kind of like discussed like the rounds of like, you know, her and her podcast and whatnot. And we did go back Well, so I guess we
Maybe
did talk about it.
She should be. I don't know. I feel like.
I feel like she's more of a TV girl. Like, why does she not have something like on a streaming service?
Why doesn't she have a talk show? Like, why doesn't she have like a Chelsea Lately type of show?
Honestly, I feel like she's probably planning on that, but it's like maybe she has to see how she is.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever like done like solo like interviewing or whatever.
Yes.
But I do miss like her with Justin Sylvester. Do you guys know him?
Yeah, I know him. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you do. Ugh, I love
him. Not like personally, but like I know of him and I've seen him and like
yeah,
we have mutuals.
Oh my god! But like, can we shift gears completely? We'll just have to fix this. Okay, yeah. But did you see the Karamo thing?
Oh my god! Yeah. Okay, so like,
what
is
was
he
that?
Out with Queer Eye guys? Like, I'm confused.
Okay, so like, did you see what they did on the Today Show though? So he made a video. Did you see the video? So it was all four of the guys holding hands for this like 10th year. They're all holding hands, and then they're like on the Today Show. They're like, we're gonna talk with the Fab Five, but there's only four on the couch, and they're all. And they were like, Karamo couldn't be here. And a statement from his publicist, he said he's protecting his mental health, but he made a video. So none of them had seen his video. And his video was like, hey, everyone, I just want to say thanks to all the fans for the last 10 years. It's been an amazing journey. I want to thank the crew. I want to thank everyone behind the scenes. I want to thank the Netflix executives. I want to thank Craft Services. I want to thank, all of the fans. I want to thank everybody that we helped, everyone who participated. That's all. But like, it was so tea. It was so shady. I'm like, I have like this week of pop culture, like I'm like, I'm wet. Like, I'm so excited by all of it.
But that's the thing, like the way, and like the way it happened too.
It's so shady.
It was so shady. Yeah.
I loved it. I know. And I, you know, I'm like, what happened? You know, because it was such a pointed thing of like, I'm not going to thank the people that I was on the cast with, right? And so it was like, okay, we have this with Karamo now, but before that, they had it with, remember Bobby? He was the like,
yes,
whatever the hell he did. He made
Bobby
people's,
Burke. Yeah,
Bobby Burke. So he left or he got let go. It's hard to say. I don't really know what happened with him, but he's also like been like, that show was really difficult and he's talked publicly about how hard it was and they replaced him with, I don't know.
Why was it difficult? I'm not really like, I know what queer
did
I
you
am,
ever, did but... you read that article? Was in the New York Times. It was like about JVN and like how hard he was to work with apparently. And there was like all these like behind the scenes sort of like, he was kind of like a monster behind the scenes. I don't know. He seems like, I don't know any of this.
See, like, I had watched a whole deep dive this morning. It came up on my For You page, and I was like, oh, okay. Things are starting to, like, make sense. Because I don't watch Queer Eye.
Yeah, I haven't watched
but
it
But I know
forever.
Everything about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I know, like, every I know things thing. About it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I saw, like, how all this is happening. I'm just like, this is a mess.
It's a mess, yeah. And the funny thing, too, is, like, no one's watched it in like 8 years, you know, but I still don't even think this is going to get anybody to watch, but it is so interesting because really this is, I mean, it's not the exact same thing, but like there was the original Queer Eye that was on Bravo. Honestly, the original Queer Eye that was on Bravo was the reason we really have any sort of what iteration of Bravo is now, right? But I think it's just like also like the show concept is already kind of like, we're five gay guys and we're gonna kind of like fix up this like straight guy. Well, I guess they just did it with everyone now, but you know, the original idea of it, I'm sure it's also, it's like, that's a lot to do. It's like we have to make over this person and then it's like we have to do therapy on, like, it's a lot. I can understand, especially if you have a lot of egos in the room, which I can imagine if you're on TV and doing this, if you didn't have an ego, you probably develop one. And it's just, I probably like a really high pressured situation. And I don't know, but I do know like Karamo had that talks show for a while. Like it is, I wonder if it's like also just kind of hard to separate yourself from that too. And so I feel like everyone knows
separated. Who Cuomo is, though. Like, I feel like the rest of them are so intertwined. Like, when I see Tan France hosting the Selling Sunset, like, reunion, I'm like, why?
Oh, my like, God. I know. I do like his hair, though. And he did teach everyone about the French tuck. So I'll always stand Tan. But, like, who's the other one on there? Oh, there's the cook. What's his name?
Anthony.
And I feel like when I'd watch him cook, I'd be like, okay, it's a little Brooklyn Beckham. Like, I'm not all, I gotta make that. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I feel like becoming a chef is now what it is becoming a DJ. It's like getting bangs.
Speaking of which, okay, I am going to cut this because I will get, like, murdered in the street. I need Taylor Swift to get rid of those bangs. Oh, my God. Did you see? Oh, speaking of Taylor Swift, did you see the text messages?
Oh, I saw the email with Ben Affleck.
Wait, no, there's new text messages that dropped like 5 minutes before we got online. This is like the worst podcast ever. I'm sorry, you guys. I really
you're like, totally fine. No, like, yours on 10%.
No, did you? Okay, so like there's all the text messages, like, and then Taylor said to Blake, like, when their shit started going south, she's like, it's just that, like, I feel like when you text me, it's like coming from somebody who's speaking at a corporate conference to 200 people in the room. That's what Taylor said to Blake. And she goes, the thing is, I just really miss my friend, my funny, dark, normal speaking friend. Why this is with Justin Baldoni's whole lawsuit, I have no idea. But there's so many text messages that just got released between the two
of them. Also, I'm sorry, like, kind of team Justin Baldoni.
Damn. It's kind of weird it's still happening, and it's very weird that Taylor Swift is involved, but
I don't think I'm so since this has started, I've literally said to everybody, who gives a fuck? Like, these are two CW actors who just wanted to feel important about a project that wasn't even that wouldn't even be nominated for a Teen Choice Award. I say it to the roof.
Like, I'm like, yeah, like, they wouldn't even, you couldn't even give them a surfboard if you wanted to.
No. And like, the only person who's benefited from any of this is Colleen Hoover, which I find asinine. I'm like, what? And then on top of it, it's like, I think that my whole take is this. I think Blake wanted to fuck him. I just think she wanted to fuck him. Like, the voice note alone that he left her tells me that he's hot. There's no way that he was like trying to get with her. Like, I feel like maybe he fed into it but I think when you have a 7-minute voice note, there's no way someone
who... That's a crazy thing to do. I don't get 7-minute voice notes from my husband. Well, it's then it's just like, just called. That's a crazy... A 7-minute voice note is like that's crazy.
It's crazy, but like,
you have to have a relationship
to send that. So, I don't know. I feel like she wanted to fuck him. Ryan, like, found out and, like, it turned into this whole thing. And now it's like, he's a monster and I'm the good girl, even though I let him come in and watch me breastfeed. I saw the text where she goes, you can come in. I'm just breastfeeding.
Yeah. And she was also, like, really, she would say, like, you know, she felt really uncomfortable about, like, her weight and stuff because she was postpartum and she felt like he was judging her for that. But the thing is, like, I agree with you, Farai. Like, I think a lot of this honestly stems from her husband, Ryan. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like, I just always feel like with couples like that in the public who are always like, oh my God, you know, we're so silly, we're so goofy, but we love each other so much, we have all these kids. Like, when it's just so overly, like, it feels like, it feels really performative. I feel like similarly about, like, Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. Like, it's like, it just, like, feels a little performed also because they'll, like, go, like, on TV, of like, they'll go and talk shows and, like, they'll go on his podcast and be like, we got in a fight today and I really don't like him, but we had set, you know. It's just, it's like, okay, like, I just, when you're saying everything all of the time, it's just kind of like, I don't know what you're gaining from that, except that you want to feel like your relationship is valid and normal and people respect that. But I think it's a weird thing to want people to care about.
And it's like, actually, nobody wants this.
It's kind of fucking weird. Like, it's just like, I did think it was really funny, though. Cher was on his podcast the other day and she was like, listen, I don't know why the two of you are together. She's so much better than you are. She's like, slay. But because, you know, like, with Blake, it's like, back in the day, there would be a lot of gossip and blind items about her before she ended up marrying Ryan, that she was kind of like, a little bit of a homewrecker, you know, and that she was like a little bit of like a gal about town. Don't judge. I don't judge. Hey, we've all been there, sweetie, but it wasn't with Ben Affleck, you know. Yeah. Jack Garner didn't show up to my movie set. I didn't have one when, yeah. Because, no, like, you know, that was like, that's the tea. That's.
Mm-hmm. And Leo, don't forget Leo.
And Leo, but guess what? That also, like, SLC, when Lisa was like, I was with Ben, I was with Blake, I was like, not on Jen Garner's watch. Yeah. So I do wonder if, like, Ryan was like, also because, like, not even talking about Ben and Blake, like, their own relationship. They met on a movie set, right? They met on a movie set. So, and he was married at the time. No, he was engaged. Who was he engaged to?
I don't know. Or think he was married to Jennifer Garner. Him and Jennifer Garner were together at that
point. Wait, no, Ryan Reynolds. And I'm talking about Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. They met on the set of Green.
Oh, he was married to Scarlett Johansson?
That's right. Yes. Oh, my God. That was such a short marriage. Mm. But yeah, that's so crazy. I completely forgot about that one.
I forgot about that.
She's doing better, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Her movies, like, also make a lot of money.
But, like, I'm going to get me and my Khaleesi's. I'm like, oh, guilty.
My God. She's like, oh, yeah, my dragons or whatever. Mm-hmm. My Khaleesi's, and, like, and they're my dragons. Up. I was like, this is so weird.
So weird.
I don't text anybody like this. I don't text anybody like this. Like, I don't text my best friends. Like, it's like insane. Like, I'm not texting people metaphors. What are you doing? Like, I can get, like, why Taylor's like, girl, just, like, shut up. You so for real.
Wait, can we end this on Kyle and Amanda?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. No. Seriously. No, because I think that, okay, what I said about it is, like, there's nobody happier than Frank Batula. Like, Amanda's dad is over the moon. Because, you know, every scene he was in, he would just be like, whenever Kyle would be in the room. And, like, there were so many times when I'd watch that show and Frank be on TV, I'd be like, are we about to witness a murder? Like, he hated Kyle so much. I can't believe that they got to be able to even have the wedding at his property. I never saw that man ever smile around Kyle. And yes, let's talk about your thoughts. Are you sad? Are you going to miss it?
I'm elated for the both of them. Kyle can go be disco-lined in peace, and Amanda can go to sleep. Everybody wins. And
right, she has been wanting to go to sleep for so long. Like, she has been wanting to be that girl for so long. I can't believe also at his age that he can still, like, I don't know. It's crazy. He can stay up really late, and now he's a DJ. I think I'm going to see him when he's DJ.
He's famous.
Yeah, I know. I think how does he have so much energy?
I mean, like, we literally went to one of his DJ sets at BravoCon.
Did you meet him? Did you meet him? Did he seem like he was going through a divorce at the time?
Him and Amanda were never seen together.
Yeah.
You never saw them together at BravoCon?
They weren't together.
Except when they did, like, except when they did the panel, right? They were together at the panel, or they sat next to each other during the panels. Because, like, Bravo probably is also, like, you can't talk, like, about this until 2 weeks right before the premiere, right? It's the least surprising news.
Right? Kind of. What?
Oh, yes.
They were sitting next to each other at the Bravos. Mm-hmm. Were they? Mm-hmm. Did you see him at any of them at after parties?
Yeah.
But they were not together at the after party?
Not together. It was mainly, like, Kyle, not Amanda.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense that he would be out and she wouldn't. I do wonder what's going to happen with the show, because it's like, well, they have that other show too, right? They have, like, Summer in the City. Yeah. So I don't even know when that's supposed to premiere. But I do think, like, the last day of filming for that was at BravoCon, right? They were talking about that. Yeah, that was the last time that they... So because, I mean, it makes sense for them to do that too, because it's like the concept of Summer House is getting a little, like, with the same people, like, okay, they're still, like, sharing a house in the Hamptons, and then also, like, Lindsay had a baby, you know? So it's like, we have to see them do something else. And Paige is not on the show anymore. So I do wonder what's going to... I am excited for this.
And they replaced her with 17 other people.
And you have to. She's like, you can't even replace her. But I am curious. I am excited for this season. I am really excited. And I wonder what they're going to do, like, post divorce for them.
I know.
You got to keep both of them. Maybe. I don't see. The thing, too, with Amanda is like,
they want that drama.
I don't know if Amanda wants to do. This is the feeling I get from Amanda. Like, the last few seasons, like, she just seems like she doesn't want to do a lot of it. You know, I think she wants to have a kind of a normal life. Like, even when they would talk about, like, getting, like, moving out of the city and, like, getting a house in New Jersey where her family is. Like, by the way, like, if you're in Hoboken, you're, like, so close to New York City. It is not that far. So if you want to have kids and, like, a backyard and stuff, like, you can't do it in the middle of Manhattan. You just can't. And yeah, she was like, I think that's really what Amanda wants. Even like the show, like she's not going out and partying and stuff. She hasn't done that in years on the show, right? Like, no. I think she just wants a normal husband who's home. And I think also Loverboy is like tanking badly financially. So
I know when everyone's like, oh, like she didn't sign a prenup.
Oh,
like,
you don't want this shitty iced tea?
Well, yeah, I'm not entirely sure on how deep in debt they are, but isn't it? Someone literally came on my 40 page today and they said it was like $4 million in debt. And I'm like,
that's not a lot.
That's not a lot, but they've never.
It's not, but, just
but still, that's, to be in debt, millions of dollars is like without feeling like you're going to ever recoup it. And if they're not getting investment from like other really big, like, drink production companies, like if like you know, Jim Beam's not investing or whatever, then that's a problem. Because now I'm like, I don't even know if Carl's still involved with Loverboy.
I don't think so.
He's got his bar, his soft bar. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever. He can have that career trajectory. I think it would be interesting if they did a spinoff with Amanda and like some of the girls had their own show, like a Sex in the City type of show. That could be a kind of fun.
That would be fun. Girls. It could be like a real Girlfriends of Paris, like they tried to do, but nobody cared about.
Nobody cared about it.
I forgot about that.
You know, I didn't watch that, but Bravo used to have some really good one-hit wonders. Like, did you guys ever watch Gallery Girls or Après Ski?
I never watched Gallery Girls, nobody heard
of
it.
Oh, so iconic. Après Ski was so iconic. Shows like that are fun. I think it would be cool if they had like the single girls, like had it, like it was like Sierra and Amanda and Paige came back and Lindsay, and it's just about them. And we've removed Kyle, and like that. The other thing too is like they always have to bring in new guys and take them out too. I was like, I don't give a fuck about Wes and that his, I can't remember, Jesse Solomon and his one testicle. Like, I don't care.
Wait. I have a question. Is Sierra on the In the City show?
I don't know. She should be because she's so gorgeous.
I like Sierra, but is she interesting enough outside of Summer House?
I think she's really pretty. I think she's like so stunningly beautiful. And I think it's like also like she's single. Like also for a while it was like everyone was kind of, she was like the single girl. Like Paige was still with Craig. Amanda was with Kyle. Like Lindsay was pregnant with a name redacted boyfriend. So it's like, you know, she was the one who was like, could still hook up with people in the house and everything. So that was, and she did. Remember that season where Lindsay has that birthday party, my dark fantasy theme, and she's making out with Austin.
Yeah.
She's
that's
so,
when they were all fighting over Austin, like Kroll was.
That was the saddest thing I'd ever seen. He is the grossest person, unless he's a friend of yours, a close personal friend.
No, he's not. But I remember I was like, Sierra, you're throwing drinks at Danielle over Austin. I was flabbergasted. I was like, Sierra.
I forgot about Danielle.
I was like, Sierra, this isn't even a black thing anymore. This is like a goon thing. I'm like, you are acting insane. Like, over Austin of all people. That's when I was like, I can't even get mad at you for like, I guess like making, because you know how the black community was all like, I can't believe, like, I feel like that's what took a person. I was like, no, you should be embarrassed that you acted like that over Austin. Forget that. Like, anyone fighting over Austin in the year of 20 whatever was like wild to me. I was like, you were, and like, like, because Lindsay, like, let's be real, you knew Lindsay was gonna fuck Austin and move on. That's how Lindsay is. Like,
She says it. She's like, yeah, Austin and I have a thing. We fucked. That's our thing. We fucked. And then Winter House, and she's like, so I think I'm in love with you. And he's like, I'm gonna go fuck your castmate.
Right. And it was like, come on, girl.
He
like,
sucks. What are your predictions for the season? We'll end it here. And what are your predictions for Summer House this season? What do you think? Like, are you excited for it, or are you like, I'm not excited?
I'm like, I'm interested, but I don't know if I have any actual predictions because I'm like, what else? Wait, what else?
What else can they possibly do? Like,
that's what, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, and that's like not in like a shady way or anything. It's just like, what? Because I'm interested. Like, I would be watching.
Yeah. Because it is like a show. It's like, really? Like, one of the few Bravo shows they never have, like, they don't go anywhere else, right? We never see like a cast trip. We never see their day to day. Like, we don't.
Because this is the trip.
This is what they do. Like, the concept of the show is like, this is their weekend house is when they go to the Hamptons. So they never do anything else. And also, like, a lot of the places that they go in the Hamptons don't want them to record there. So it's interesting how long they've been able to do that show, because most places don't, they never get, we never see them out anywhere. I mean, sometimes we do at some dinner scenes, but we never see them at a club or at a bar ever. We know that they're at them because nobody will, they never get consent to film there. It is kind of crazy they've been able to do that for as long as they have.
And like, that's part of the reason why Summer House Martha's Vineyard was, it's so difficult for them to try and even do a third season. But because it's like, the residents of Martha's Vineyard were like,
I liked that show.
Oh, I did too.
Me too. I really
liked that show. I liked that show, but I don't know. I don't even know how much longer Summer House could really like hang on. Like, it was so good for a while, but I feel
like the show has a lot going for them in the sense of like, it does have this like air of that's not so sucked up by Vanderpump Rules of like, it's not that trashy. Like, everyone always asks me, like, if you could be on a Bravo show, what would it be? And I always say Summer House because I feel like I would vibe.
Oh, why would you say that? Oh,
because
that.
I feel like it's, like, something that's more realistic for someone my age. I go to this house, I party with my friends, and it's, like, we're, like, yeah, we're being, like, there's debauchery, but it's not, like, that. The drama's, like, really light, and I really do like that.
It feels a little low stakes, but, like, early seasons of Summer House would be so crazy with, like, the cameras in the room, and, like half the show would just be us watching them have sex.
But they were but they were young and like that's kind of like
they were young, dumb, full of cum.
Like, like, oh my god, I saw his OnlyFans and I'm stroking his cock in the shower. And it's
I
like,
have
okay,
not watched the new. I won't. I'm refusing. Like, I'm not watching the new Vanderpump Rules. I won't do it. I'm not doing
it. I've heard what goes on. Someone invited me to a watch party and I had to politely decline. I was like, I've not watched that show literally since the first episode. And that's why I'm excited for Summer House, because I feel like it's gonna be a palate cleanser for whatever the fuck is going on.
Whatever the fuck is going on. Yeah, that, it's like, I don't think you bring it back with all, you just create a new show. Like, it just needs to be a do. If you're just gonna be all new people and like, I don't. What does Lisa still need to do? Like, you know.
I just feel like Sir is like. Just
and
not,
also, having
like,
it at Sir, do people really go eat at Sir in LA anymore?
No, the food at Sir is so bad.
Isn't it
the
notoriously terrible? Did you get a pumptini? I still really want to go to Sir. I need to go to LA. My friend Josh, we had him on our podcast earlier. Josh, he's still in LA. Do you guys know, you know Josh Roni Stan? Josh, he's like a big TikToker.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know him.
You don't know him? You don't know Josh?
Wait,
he's
sorry.
In LA right now.
You've definitely seen him.
I definitely have.
I got to get the boys together.
I'll send his profile right now.
He's a really big content creator. Yeah, yeah. I should send you his info because he's still visiting LA. You guys, you should guys hang out.
Wait, last thing, just Potomac, really quick.
Slay. We always just go broad. That's why I was like, I'm not going to really prepare anything. I'll just let Farai talk.
Oh, no, I feel bad. I feel like I've talked so much. I'm like, oh my
no,
God,
I'm
sorry.
Obsessed with it. It makes my life so much easier. You have no idea. I'm obsessed. Because I was like also interested because like when we've had Oliver on the podcast or just Oliver and stuff, like, you know, he's like, you know. Yeah. Like, you're just so like, he's a wonderful guest, but he's like never gonna be like shady or like,
yeah, because it's
you
like
you're just so polite. I'm like, the last time I had Oliver on, he was like, can we do it a little earlier? I have to go to, it was like New Year's Eve, and I was like, oh, okay. He's like, got an event. Like, that's fine. I was fine doing it earlier. He's like, I have to go to church with my parents. And I was like, okay, slay. And then I literally on the podcast, like, I gotta wrap this up because I gotta get the boy to church on time.
Lisa Barlow made this comment at BravoCon basically being like, oh my God, Oliver and you are just so virginal. And I was like, me? I was like,
maybe
Lisa,
Oliver.
And she was like, I don't like that you're a slut. Why can't you just be like Oliver?
Yes, she said this.
Oh my God. I would love to see Oliver in like a, I want to see Oliver's slutty era. We got to. I want to see her slutty era. Get a little Vita tequila.
Not saying anything.
Yeah, we'll get a little bit of tequila in him. You know, he doesn't have his job anymore. We're about to see a new Oliver. He's no longer an auditor. So he's like.
Do you know how much it took, like, convincing me to, like, whenever I was bartending on Watch What Happens Live, for me to have my shirt unbuttoned so low? My manager was like, I don't want you to wear a shirt.
And
I was
like, no. Like,
I was so scared. And then I wore it. And then, like, then Kiarna was like, no, just unbutton it all the way. And I didn't.
Because you kind of, okay, so because you did my live show, we will cut this part out. So thank you so much for joining the show. Thank you, Pariah and Oliver. Bye. Okay.
Thank
so
you.
At our live show here, I actually will probably stop recording. Bravo Breakdown.